Yes, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We declare the seed is gonna water. Command the spirit of dryness to go right. Yes. Do you know this seed speaks? Can you stretch your hands and whatever desire you have, every area in your life that is dry, connect it here. Father, I want to thank you. That's what your word tells us in the book of Proverbs 11:25. We have watered your widows. Actually, you call them your wives. According to Isaiah 54, you have married those widows. We want to thank you, Father, that your word will never return void. I declare today somebody's life, where it has been a desert, is being turned to be a pool of water, right now in Jesus' name. Fruitfulness, this seed, according to Zechariah 8:11 and 12, it will give its produce in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that we will not mourn anymore. We are in the season of joy and dancing. Tonight we are putting on our dance shoes because we have victory. We want to bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. You want to see the tape? How far is the clip? Okay, let's go. See it. House belongs to that one of the widows there in blue, and she has she has four kids. The house is too small. They have to during the day because if you night, and that's the place where they are sleeping, the smoke. Yeah. Now I don't cry. I used to cry so much. It's like every day I will visit them. I was crying. God wipes my tears by my heart always. Yeah, I guess there. So this girl, that one in blue, that's her. She's a young widow. Yeah. Her husband died from an accident. And then her in-laws were giving her problems. But I went and spoke to the in-laws. I said, we are building a house here for her. I have the letter from the chief. And yeah, he's not going to be moved from here. This is her home. And so we built her house. Yeah. And I'm telling you, that is one of Dallas' house, you know, yeah. In the name of Jesus. Can we praise the Lord? No wonder that song I got you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the word of God? It has been great. This is the night we also pray for people. We impart. And according to the theme, can we put the theme of the conference again? And I want to welcome everybody. I can see so many people I've not seen for a while. Yeah, there will be time of hugging and loving. I just came from New York last week, and I can stop to say thank you, Jeriwa Jega, for inviting me there. It is great. Yes, those who don't know me, my name is Ajenu Ajiko. I'm mother of two beautiful girls. Yeah. Yeah, you know, Gima does not come from anywhere else. If you look at me, you can imagine the words here. You taught me to say that you are word of remain. So it is scripture. I'm not bragging. The scripture says that. Yeah, yeah, the scripture says that. Hey, Michael. Yeah, thank you. My son picked me from the airport, and I love him. Yes, we thank God. We bless the Lord for that. Yes, and I'm a grandmother of two. Can you clap for me? Hey, I'm a grandmother. You know when Moya, his name is Moya, the first grandson that came. I was telling everybody, one woman is like, you are the first grandmother. I said, I've not been in this area before, so I celebrate. Hallelujah. Yes, it was like I'm the first grandmother in the world. I was telling everybody, hey. Yeah, pictures everywhere. Yeah. Even my daughter was saying that our praise has been taken. Yes, now Moya is the talk of the town. Everybody. Whenever I preached, the introduction was, I'm a grandmother. That's what I could do. They were tired of me. Yeah, but I can't. It's, you know, there's something that happens, grandmother. Yeah. Yes. Yes. You know, when we were bringing the kids, that time we were getting some experience. So there was spanking where you are not supposed to be spanking and all that. But the grandkids, they bring that joy. Hallelujah. And I want to thank God. I want to bless the Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Tonight will not be long. I will speak prophetically. Is the theme there? This theme, somebody told me, seeing level. What does that mean? Yeah. Actually, I was in Kenya when I got that theme, and I called Wageshi, and I said, I have the theme for the conference. Rising above seeing level. Yeah, and those who know me, I live by faith. When I left my job, even my own relatives were wondering, what's wrong with you, Mama Wajiru, big sis? But I knew God had given me a time. I allowed this country. We started praying in our house. I was still feeling, I'm not going to do this for long. The kids came, they joined me, they were in school. I was saying, let them go to school. And I'm still waiting. And the Lord, I was still feeling, you need to leave, you need to be doing something different. You need to be preaching the gospel. And Pastor Tony, what you said is very true concerning God speaking to you in the exam. Yeah, I knew God had called me with a prophetic calling. Yeah, because when I was in school, yeah, you know that time we used to have 3 questions. Yeah, I don't know where you people, you came later. We are of those days, a long time ago. Once upon a time. We are those once upon a time people. Yeah. And I remember, it was 3 a.m. God woke me up and showed me the first 3 questions. Yeah. So I went very quickly. Because it's like all that studies for so many years, only 3 questions. And you will not know where they are coming from. Yeah, they just there. But no piles of books. So you might be reading the long books and you not get the question. And I know that that is not the way they should check how smart you are. I don't think that's the way. Yeah. No, it's not. So I got those and I passed well. Yeah, I was telling people they knew. I said, did you steal the question? No, the Spirit of God revealed to me. Yes, he had. Yes, later on I told Mom, you know, it's good to know, because if I had a family or somebody who knew I have that prophetic and they could have nurtured it. It wasn't nurtured. So I came later on to know when I came to this country. Of course, I got saved when I was in Kenya. That there is something that God is using. I knew my exams. Actually, after that, I told my mom I have passed and these are the grades I'll get. And they're exact. Yeah. God showed me in a vision. So I knew I wasn't going to pass. So when I got this, I knew God is telling us, lies above what you see with your own eyes. Yeah. Yeah, because when you see with your own eyes, you don't line up with God. Let's read the scripture now. Then I told you I'm not going to stay for a long time. But this night, you'll be imparted with that anointing that see. That see. That see the enemy coming. That you see there is some business that need to be started in a city before anybody else does say you are there already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's the way we should be walking. That's the way, Pastor Tony. That's the way God's people should be. Hallelujah. Yeah, you see what others are not seeing. Hebrews chapter 11. Then I'll give you examples, because tonight it has been preached, and that's why we wanted you to be yesterday here and this morning. Yeah, this is an impartation night. God to put you in a position what he desired. When we entered here, we came on Thursday. I arrived on Thursday, and the Lord spoke to me and said, this weekend, hallelujah, there is also an anointing to take us to the place of the enemies, to disrupt and to destroy the plan of the enemy in your life. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Are you ready for it? You know the enemy, that word came from the first Samuel when they had stolen from David. And the Bible says in chapter 30, the enemy had done a party. Yeah, they were celebrating. They be celebrating, we got Jane, we got her family, we got her marriage, we got her children, we got her grandchildren, we got her business. They were already celebrating. Little did he then know that your David was afraid of God. And whatever is yours, no man can touch it unless you allow him. Hallelujah. You don't let the enemy celebrate. Actually, I tell my ministry, I declare there is no time the enemy will call a party that they have conquered or he has prevailed against Jane. Is somebody agreeing with me? Do you know you can live that kind of life? No day that the enemy will call his cousins and relatives and the in-laws, let's come and celebrate Jane's failure. Oh, no. The Bible calls me more than a conqueror. Yes, we are told those temptations will come, but we are told the end of it are more than a conqueror. No weapon waged against me shall prosper. Is somebody with me? You are looking like me that I live from another. Is she from another planet? Oh, yes, I am. Jesus said, I'm in this world, but I am not of it. I choose the other world. The other world says victory upon victory upon victory upon victory upon victory upon victory. Hallelujah. Yes. Do you know we are not trying to make you feel good? That's the way you are supposed to be living. I'm not preaching a message that she will make us feel good. That's the life you should be every day, every day, every day, every day. So the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, are we there? Hebrews chapter 11. I'm not going to read this for much. I said, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God was talking about those eyes, evidence of things not seen, evidence of things not seen. Today, hallelujah. The word of God was reminding me about the time of Jeremiah. I'll go back there. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, God was speaking to Jeremiah because Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I called you as a prophet. So immediately, your mom started feeling something in the stomach. Before she knew what, the anointing of a prophet was being made in you. So when he came, when he was born, he was to tell my people, I know the good plans I have for you. I know the good plans I have for you. So the Lord was reminding me, tell the people the same thing as a prophet. By the way, actually when I realized I'm called as a prophet, one of my spiritual mothers, Pastor Wangari, Bishop Wangari, that's the scripture that he used, and I had highlighted the same scripture because God had spoken to me. See, the prophetic word, as you hear, you release it, it will be working in the name of Jesus. So tonight, the Lord is telling me, tell them, I know the good plans I have for them. I'm telling you to rise above your seeing. If I tell you right now, I know the good plans I have for you, faith, in your business. And maybe the challenges are there. You say, what are you talking about? Because what I see is now darkness. I know the good plans I have for your marriage when the divorce papers are already on the table. I know the good plans I have when they are on drugs. I know the good plans I have. You're going to get married. Those who have had a mother saying, let me tell you, last year we celebrated how many things? 3 weddings. We are those who are never denied. And I'm not shy to say that because it happens. When we agree with you, as long as it's in the Bible, because we are those who see and hear. Seeing what God is about to do. Jeremiah 1, he was also, as Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. He spoke to him and said, Jeremiah, who do you see? What do you see? I'm not talking about the physical eyes. He said, I see the tree. Then I said, since you have seen what I see, since you have seen where I'm taking you, I'm ready to perform what I am. Yeah. May I declare your eyes are open even as the Pastor Munio said this? How do I see, Pastor Jane? How many know that you have a promise from God? Do you have anybody with a promise from the Lord? Anyone who God has promised something and you have not seen anything? In the natural, it has not happened. Can you start seeing it now, happening now? So when I ask you, hey, what do you see? Then see it. Immediately Jeremiah saw as it in heaven. Yes, and you know when Jesus was in earth, he told them, you know, pray as it is in what? Heaven. As it is in heaven. If you get sick, what does heaven say? Yes, by air, by his stripes you are what? Healed. You know God warned us when you are sick and you are crying, oh, I'm sick, sick. Why don't we believe what God has said? Of course, we are not trying to live in another world. You're still sick, but you know the end of it, you'll be what? You'll be healed. Whether he's going to use a doctor or whether he's going to use you to change diet or do something, yes, still you get to the bottom line, you'll be what? Healed in the name of Jesus. So tonight, hallelujah. Tonight, we're going to open your eyes and you'll be a seer. Yeah, Sister Jerry, when you was invited, yes, the Kenya Christian Fellowship to minister in New York, the theme was, yeah, guard your heart. And when I was in the praying, I said, how do I do guard your heart? Yes, diligently, because out of it, the issues, how am I going to preach this? The Lord told me, you know what, for them to get there, to guard that good heart, it has to be clean. And the theme, he took me to Psalms 51. And that was the main thing. Yeah, you know, it turned the whole wicked. Yeah. That one turned the whole wicked. And I thank God that it came up so well. Now the invitation have gone up. I think next year I have to be flying every weekend. Hallelujah. Yes. God is so faithful. So this wicked, the Lord told me, there's that anointing I'm giving them. That power to rise up above the seeing. You remember the woman, yeah, even with the issue of blood? That woman was not looking at the physical area because everybody was discouraging her. She saw that when you touch the hem of Jesus, you'll be healed. And she went home celebrating. I want you today to be turned to be a seer. Somebody say, I'm a seer. I am a seer. You need to see what God, and I'm telling you, we are not going to preach messages that will make you run around the church, but these messages will touch your life and you'll be somebody else before you leave this place in Jesus' name. I always tell people, how was the ministry? I ask them, how was that conference? Oh, the presence of God was there. And then what happened? Nothing. There is no way you can tell me the presence of God was there and nobody's life was changed. Hallelujah. Yes, when God comes, something has to change. Somebody will kneel down and give their life to Christ. Somebody, if they were sick, they'll go home healed. Hallelujah. Let the poor say, I'm rich in the presence of God. Let the sick say, I'm what? Healed in the presence of God. Let the homeless say, I have shelter in the presence of God. This is the faith. Faith that sees. The Bible tells us in the same chapter, with the faith it's impossible to please God. Because those who come to him must believe he is. What is Pastor Jane? Is it a Sunday school thing? No. You know when God gives a theme, he has seen his people are not walking in the place where they are supposed to be. Sister Moby? Yeah. You're not. Yeah. It's not naming and claiming it. You can imagine now Obama's children. And we fight them on the streets borrowing, and they already know, yeah, in their father who they are. Yeah. It will be a shame. Why don't you think it's the same? Immediately. Why don't you think it's the same? You're a child of the king. The Bible says, as far as we walk with him, everything we do will prosper. Can somebody receive the power to prosper in the name of Jesus? You know, I hate failure. It wastes a lot of time. I do hate failure. And I pray I will never be found repeating things. Yes. That's why you see me, Pastor Tony, speaking with that guy. If this place, Dallas, has not been easy for us. That's the truth. It has not. We have been here how many years? 5? Yes, I think almost 5. Yeah, doing the conferences. We have been in Doubletree and near the airport. We have been Hilton down there. We have been in everywhere. We came here, we have been. There was a time we could pay the hotel, and that's all we came to do. Because the money we collected went to the what? To the hotel, then we fly back. And when we're about to just give up, God speaks, go again. I say, what? Yeah. We fight ourselves here. Let me tell you, something is about to happen. Hallelujah. Because God said you come, and if he has not said, that is what we see. I see great things happening here. I see this becoming international ministry here in Dallas. I see other states coming here. We don't have to go there. They'll be flying. We have a testimony from Seattle here. I see them coming. Is somebody seeing with me? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, it's what you see in Jesus' name. And this hour, I'm coming to see with you. Because Jeremiah was asked, what do you see? The power of agreement. Yes, let me give you an example of another woman who saw. In the book of, and something that happened, I don't know whether it's Zilani, you are still in California, when Bonke went to Nigeria, and we bought that tape. And the woman whose husband died. Yeah. And I love Bonke, he's a man of faith, and we used to go here to his me. We lived in near Disneyland. So whenever they had a conference, we used to walk to the meetings. Yes, so that time Bonke went to Nigeria. And there's a woman who loved the Lord so much, just like you people. And she was reading the word in the book of Hebrews. And when it came to verse 35, we're going to read it. Yeah, she knew. And the women received their dead back to life. So it happened her husband died out of accident. He was knocked by the car, he died. And he was a pastor. He was a man of God. And they took him to the mortuary. Yeah, John, you understand all what that you're in that business. They took God. That part, but I read again, they said they did not take the parts out. That time, you know, in Nigeria, they don't have all those things. They injected a chemical inside to slow the decay. Do we have chemicals like those? Yeah. 4 days. The in-laws, the father-in-law, you know, the father-in-law, when those things happen, they are the ones I'm not talking about, but the story was told. They came against her. They wanted to bury the son. Everybody, they have to bury the son. But she refused because she had an eye that sees. Hallelujah. I like that kind of testimony. Oh, God leads me to that level. Yeah, to that level. I don't think I am there. I'm a woman of faith, but I don't think I am there yet. When somebody dies, and you know the word of God, when he says, and the women received their dead back to life. Let me read for you that scripture, so you don't think I'm making it up. Because today somebody is becoming a seer. Hallelujah! I am a seer. What about you? I am a seer. I see it. Verse 35 of Hebrews. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. Others buried their own, that they might obtain better resurrection. Look at that. The story goes, I still have that video in my house because I wanted to hear it. And Bonke was interviewed in TBN and also 700 Club. Yeah. And you can go Google. It's not a story that is out there. It's still there. You can go Google and listen to that. That woman brought her the body, the dead body of the husband. You know the way they meet in auditorium? Bonke is a big ministry in Nigeria. They went to the basement where the intercessors were. Yeah. People started running away. You can imagine you are walking in. If somebody walks in with a dead body, you guys, although you have raised your hand, I'm a seer. There on that door, people will be coming out of God living. And all you have declared, I'm a seer. But when those things happen, you forget what you just said. You'll be out there. And the ashes were stopping her. But she said, I heard the Lord say, I want to believe this word. This man was not done with his ministry. He is a man of God. He died premature. And the word of God says in the book of Psalms, yes, with long life he will satisfy us. Hallelujah. Somebody declare, I am a seer. Hallelujah. Bonke did not know what was happening. You know, he is in the platform preaching. And know the way he preaches. Yeah, I think I'm his daughter. I like him. He was like, Bonke, you could never tell him that nothing is impossible. Even now. So as he preached the word, and the woman could not move from there. She was looking at that husband and everything. And you know the heat, I think he started smelling because it was morning and they drove him off there. All at a sudden, the man sneezed. Hallelujah! A show! Hallelujah! After 4 days, John, is that impossible in the national? Yeah? John, you know, yeah, look at those kind of things. Yeah. He woke up. And when she was asked, he said, yes, I saw him leave. He was not dead. The others had declared, the doctors had declared, actually there was a death certificate. Yes, the doctors had already signed the death certificate. But there was a seer in the house. There's somebody who refused to err. That's what God is telling me. He told me, tell my people, even if it's 3 people in Dallas who turn to be seers, this city will never be the same. Hallelujah. Things that are not been happening, they'll happen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And God reminded me, Jane, do you know those kind of miracles that have happened in your ministry? Actually, it has happened in our prayer line. There was a leader whose brother, you remember Jairus. Jairus' brother was in a coma in Nyeri, I think for a whole week. And a coma, the doctors were almost pulling off those supporting things. And we said, Jairus, let's believe. We believed and we are praying. We were not there to lay hands on him. We sent the word, Psalms 107 said, he sent his word and healed them. Let me tell you, the second week, Jairus was jumping on the line and crying, you know what? Pastor Jane, my brother was discharged from the hospital today in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Somebody declare, I am a seer. From this day, leave this place with that kind of anointing. If you don't know what to see, go back to the promises of God. Start seeing you are not a borrower, but a lender. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yes, this heart, I'm telling you, will be stretched to give. I told you this morning, I'm believing God that I started with the one house. Yeah, not from the ministry. I'm going to next year. And today, God bless my faith. I'll build my house, a house, 2 houses for the widows for my allowance. I see it. It's going to happen. Amen to that time. It's going to happen. I see it. And I'll call it Faith Up House. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to share it today. Yeah? That today is the day. You remember Elijah in the book of 1 Kings chapter 17? Elijah heard from the Lord. Elijah go back to Ahab and I'm going to set lane. It's going to lane. Pray again. And he went there. It was dry as it was. You can imagine. He had to fight all those prophets of unbelief. I'm sorry, Pastor Tony. But when we have been here so long, I was thinking, God, is it like the time of Elijah? We have been fighting. It's not a secret. Is it a secret? But this is our name. No, this is city. We have really been fighting. Yeah. And God had told us it's going to rain. We have been fighting all these years. Fighting. And still, yeah, we see what is happening. And even before we came here last week, Sister Zidane, you remember on the line, it was something, Sister Rosie, that we were feeling the demonic, but we are feeling the resistance. And they said, Lord, give us. And God gave me a word in the book of Acts, where Paul, Pastor 18, and I heard it from the Lord. He said, Paul was told, speak the word, speak it again. And I was told, from this day, nobody will hurt you. Hallelujah! No one will hurt. Of course, they have not beaten me physically, but you know, through the word. I'm not talking about people. We don't fight people. It's the principalities and powers of darkness. Don't go think, oh, who is Pastor Jane's enemy? Don't go call them. I said, you know, Pastor Jane was preaching about you. Oh, no. It's about the powers of darkness. But right now, there is victory. We have the victory. We are to speak to that city. Nobody will harm you because I have many people in that city. You among the many God was talking about? Yes. You become the many. In the mighty name of Jesus. I was telling you about Elijah. Elijah heard from the Lord, it's going to rain. But he had a servant who did not have the anointing of a seer. Yeah, you have to be very careful who you're working with. Yeah. You know, wives, you tell your husband, we're going to buy a house. Yeah, we have rented enough. He said, what's wrong with you? Yeah, our income. You know, there are some wives who see even more. I'm not trying to, your husband, and two has to work together. And I pray that you'll be a people who trust each other. If you are prayerful. Pastor Tony, thank you for promoting the women that pray. Hallelujah. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, I saw her. And I told him yesterday, I don't know who helped you choose, but that was a good friend of yours. You better tell them, yeah. Yeah, you know that there are people who don't help you good choose because they want you to feel like them. No, but you know the one who helped you was very good. This is what you say you get a good thing. Yes. You know men without a good wife, they have no favor. Do you know men, they are not favored? Do you people know that? I'm now giving a commercial. I'm going on commercial. This is a commercial. Yeah, free. Yeah. Yeah. Men, yeah. Without a wife, there is no favor. Yeah, that's biblical. But when you get a wife, you're highly favored. You see some doors are open that were not opened before. Yeah. Because she comes with the beauty. She comes with it. Can you start treating your wife well in the name of Jesus? In Jesus' name. There was a lady who told me one day the husband told her, I love you. And she... That's a bad word. Actually, she thought I was just, I really cracked, I could not listen. I laughed. Pastor Jean, how are you laughing? It's serious. I said, my goodness, how long have you been married? And you have stayed there. I thought I had patience. I would have exited a long time ago. But the Bible says you don't leave your husband. What God has put us together, nobody said. There are some things that God was not involved in. I don't think God was involved in this one. It is the things we get past us, the stories we get, you want to hide under the table. Can you get someone being surprised that they said, I love you? Like, yeah. It's like, where did it come from? Yeah. And I said, I know what I told her. You know, that is a sign. Something good is happening. After laughing all that, she told, this is a sign. And the marriage is still together. They are good. It is good. October. Let's go back. Let's resume. Yes. What happened? Elijah had a servant who did not see. Elijah was told by God, it's going to rain. And the servant goes and sees, the sky is blue. Nothing. So go again. See again. That was a seer. Until the servant Gehazi saw the same thing, then it started raining. Hallelujah. I declare today in the name of Jesus, yes, after this hour you see, and the person who has been disagreeing with you, they're going to be together. It's going to be outpouring of the Holy Spirit in your life in the name of Jesus. Let it rain tonight. Financially, yes. Everything, let it rain. Then when he saw, I saw a small sign. That man danced and said, that's it. That's it. Somebody declare, I am a seer. I am seer. And those who have not married yet, please, one of the interviews, ask your partner, are you a seer? What is that? If he doesn't see, disqualified. And tell them, Pastor Jane said that. If he cannot see beyond, yeah? If it's a business, he has to wait until the income comes. He can see something that God has called him to be a lender and not a borrower. Yeah? Yeah, if he can see you walking and taking children to school. He can't see you in a big home. He cannot see you hired. He cannot see you that. Then he's not a seer. Marry seers. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not marry a blind person in the name of Jesus. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about the spiritual blindness in Jesus' name. You already made an oath. You dare not go the other way loud in the name of Jesus. And those who are blind now, I declare now your eyes are open in the mighty name of Jesus. So tonight, do you believe things are going to change tonight? For those who just came to this night, made me think, that's it all. But the speakers who are here, they have already laid the ground. It was great. We don't have to go back there. Today is the day of impartation. By the time you leave here, you see yourself having business in every city here in the name of Jesus. You see yourself getting married if you have not in the name of Jesus. If they are threatening you to be deported, declare, wherever I have stepped my feet on, I will not. I can see my sister-in-law there. I'm in love. Mama Gashogi, can you say hello, my sister? That's my brother's wife. Yeah, my brother who is here. His dad from me. Wairioko, those who know Wairioko in the city. It's my brother. And I remember that time, is it last year you were here? A specific word came. I'm not going to go into details. And I told her, I think it was the 13th of December. I told her exactly the word I didn't know. And the same day, she received the mail. It was 2 weeks. And we had not discussed anything, yeah? And she called me, said, you know what? It's big sister. They call me big sister. Not in size, but, you know, in age. Hey, don't start calling me big. Yes, big sister. Yeah. The same hour, she got it. Because when you carry the eye of the seer, you see it. In the mighty name of Jesus. So Elijah, after he saw that, it started raining. May I declare, it will not just be showers in your life. It will be outpouring. It will be outpouring. It will be, yes, Lord, floods that do not come to destroy, but they come to make you. There will be no life of dryness in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say amen to that. In the name of Jesus. Pastor Tony, we have history in Dallas, and it's already established. Yeah, lunchtime, and your wife was here. It's the time we went to Nehema. Was it 3 years ago before they moved? I don't remember where those was there. And I preached a message concerning there. I didn't know they were planning to move or there was anything about moving. I told them, you know, no, next year like this, you're going there. You're moving. They moved. Sister Onemwe, until move. Yeah, they moved. Things are happening. Pastor Munio, we preached there the other time. They are, God is giving them their own praise. Yeah. Yes. And they invite you to the grand opening. These are things that you people you have. We saw them before anybody saw them. Somebody declare, I'm a seer from tonight in the name of Jesus. You see things. Do you know why we fail? Because you go to a place when somebody else had seen before. You find it occupied. It is not supposed to be that way with men and women of God. We are supposed to be there waiting for others. I declare you have that anointing of John the Baptist. You are the forerunner of things in the city, in your family. You see before anybody else sees it in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to pray tonight. Father, I want to thank you. This is the anointing of faith that keeps it. The Lord said, and I read that scripture in the book of Jeremiah, I know the good plans I have for you. And tonight, I want you to be a person who knows. When you go somewhere, you really need to know. Do you know we carry the spirit of the living God? Tonight, we're going to release that anointing and pray over you in Jesus' name. We are in good time. We are keeping time. So we can be out of here by time. I mean, you know, being also in good time is also spiritual and it's good for God. I break that Kenyan mentality of people saying, we are Kenyans. as if there is Kenyans, they walk about 25 hours a day. Even it's not 24.5. We are 24. Isn't that so? Yeah. My church, they rebuked me. Did I tell you? We meet in a white church in California. And I do crusades once a month. The first meeting, I invited them. And they came. 4 o'clock, the flyer said 4. At 4 o'clock, they were there, sitting. Huh. Worship leaders, Kenyans. At 4, they were not there. With their guitar and their keyboard. At 4 o'clock, the keyboard person. 4:10, the guitar person. 4:15, yeah, the soprano and all that. By the time we put things together, it was 4:40, 4:35. And I could see those white guys, they were like, I did not want to look at them. I was like, on Saturday they waited for me. Hallelujah. I said, Jane, your flyer said, they don't miss words. I made it a joke with Kenyan. Yeah, you're not in Kenya. I promised them from that day, whether we are two people, whether the worshippers are not there, we will clap our hands and begin start. And thus, you know, it is godly, it is good. Can we change our way of thinking? So when it's said, let's do it, God is going to bless us. Let God bless us. We do it godly way. Let's be the examples in the name of Jesus. Today we're going to be anointed with the anointing of a seer. And you know you have to connect what you get with what you see. Don't just go there, I'm a seer, you are seeing nothing. Yeah. Oh, I was anointed to be a seer. You don't see yourself anywhere. It is useless. It's not going to help you. Even if you get the whole olive oil on your head, you will just be a wet, wet, wet block person as you were before. Yeah. You just go there. We mess up with your suit. We mess up with your face. You go shining and nothing. You may fall even under the anointing. You wake up tired. Maybe your hips will be hurt, but nothing. You know, we have gone to this meeting. I've been there, people. I've been there. I was not taught how to receive. Pastor Moni, how are you? Yes? I was not taught how to receive. Yeah. You just go there teaching. Oh, Pastor Moni is a great teacher. I just love everywhere. He was there. He taught us well. It's good to be taught. Yeah. You just go there. Everybody is receiving. You just fought. Then after at night, nothing. Nothing. But when we call you a seer, what do you see? For the singles, do you hear those wedding bells? Hallelujah. You hear them? Do you hear them? Yes. For those who are waiting for babies, do you hear the cry? At night, midnight, it's annoying, but it's good. It's good noise. It's good noise. Hallelujah. Yeah. For those who are living in those, excuse me, house, I had a friend. I'm not trying to look down on somebody. It's true. I had a friend, she was living in this little house here in the U.S. Yeah, Patricia. And she writes, I don't mind calling her. Her name is, yeah, her bed was there. There's a door to the toilet, and she had a sofa here. So when I visited her, as she wanted to go to the kitchen, she said, excuse me. she goes to the bathroom, let's go. She, I have to excuse her again. Yeah, go to the kitchen, excuse. So I told her, this is an excuse me house. But now she has a big, big, big house. She has and she always makes a joke. I said, I don't have to ask for excuse. Yes. I'm not looking down, but you know God can promote you. Don't settle for that. So when we come in town, at least you can accommodate us and tell us, you don't have to stay in the hotel, Pastor Jane, there's a room for you, you can meditate, no noise, you can meditate. How many wants those kind of things? Yeah. We are not preaching prosperity, but prosperity is not a bad word too. As long as you use it for the glory of God. I'm trying to let you know that you become a seer. See it. I am a seer. I see this conference. One of these days, we don't even have to use those phone calls and WhatsApp try. They'll be looking for us. Yeah. They'll say, when are you coming back to town? The days of struggle, the days of toil are over. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet. I was waiting for you to connect. What do you want to see? What are you seeing? Do you see businesses in different towns? Cities? Do you see those contracts with the city? Do you see yourself graduating? Call us. Yes. For the single. You see yourself married. Yeah. Every year in our ministry, people have to be married and children have to be born. Sister Moby, is not that true? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We make sure the year doesn't close before anybody is pregnant. We demand it. Especially those who are ready to hear. If you get married 3-4 years, we tell them. We say, you know what? The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy 7, for none of them is barren. Even their chicken and their livestock. Yeah. And I'm not trying to put anybody. There are some things. Yeah. I prayed that for my daughter who was married for a long time and she did, yeah. And they wanted to get a baby. I said, Lord, yeah, maybe she's not believing, but I am. I want to be a grandmother. I was opening that book, Deuteronomy 7:14, every day. In the morning, I said, huh, the scripture is still there. None of them shall be barren. Then I would connect with Hebrews, and Sarah received power to conceive. I said, they received power. And immediately I prayed that, before I knew. You know the first news my daughter told me? She did not tell me that she's having a baby. She told me, Mom, you're going to be a grandmother. Can you imagine the news, the way they break? Yes. You're going to be what? A grandmother. Because that was, yeah. I tell her, I said, well, you know, how come, why, how did you think of breaking the news that way? Yeah. You're going to be a grandmother. What I have been praying. I stopped praying for her to have the, I started praying, my Lord. Yes. Yeah, these are my family this year. And the Lord gave it to me. So as we pick now, what do you see? Some of us is money. Some money, there's no problem. Others is houses. You have two. There's no problem. So I cannot just pray for everybody to have a house. That is not maybe what you are saying. It's what you see right now. And I want us to take a minute to pray. Pray, pray, pray. Pastor Munio, I want to invite you here. You help us pray. Pastor Munio, yes. He preached so good concerning the seal. As we invite you for prayer, we'll say one prayer, then we'll invite others here. Please don't come if you're not seeing anything, because it will be a waste of time. We are not even coming to prophesy to you that thus says the Lord, what you, if God speaks, that's okay. We are coming to, we are agreeing with you like Jeremiah. Jeremiah, what do you see? Tony, what do you see? Yes. Catherine, what do you see? What do you see? Zinani, what do you see? Jeremiah said, I see a tree. Then the Lord said, that's it. I'm ready to perform. If he saw something different, yeah, keep on seeing. Yes, until you see. In the name of Jesus, you are living here as a seer. Next year, we're going to have baby showers. Next year, wedding bells, in the name of Jesus. Next year, we are coming to dedicate businesses, in the name of Jesus. Yes. New homes. If you are told by the doctor that you will not live or die, you are dying, let me tell you this day, see yourself walking. See yourself renewed. The word of God says, we will not die but live and see, do what? The work of God. See your children serving the Lord. I don't care how far they are. Yeah, whether they're in jail number 7. Yeah. Declare that 7, jail number 7, they are coming out 7 times better. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Some of you have been threatened, you'll be deported. Hey. Yeah. Jeremiah said, he was told, tell my people to buy homes and get married in that land. They are going nowhere. Somebody declare, I see, I'm going nowhere. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Buy the land and get married in that land. It's yours. It's yours in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for you. As I want to give Pastor Munio to lead us in a prayer. And we'll be listening. What God speaks, we're going to declare it to you.